Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's sports show, Only a Game. Our weekly commentary is coming up in just a minute. This time of year, there's a lot of talk about the NFL Combine, the series of tests and trials for college players trying to make the league. We talked to a New York Giants lineman about what it's like behind the scenes. Read the story at onlyablog at onlyagame.org. Coming up this weekend on Only a Game, Karen Given is sitting in for Bill Littlefield as Penn State considers putting Joe Paterno's statue back up on campus. Karen will look at how American sports reputations are built, destroyed, and built again. Also, we'll hear the truth about how the board game Monopoly was created. Turns out the whole out-of-work, depression-era salesman story, yeah, that's just not true. Author Mary Pallon joins us. In her commentary this week, Karen Given is thinking about Yankee star Alex Rodriguez, who will be returning to the team this spring after serving a 162-game suspension for using performance-enhancing drugs. Like many sports figures who have served lengthy suspensions, A-Rod took a moment to apologize before returning to the field, and then, as Karen notes, the media lost their minds.
By now, you've probably at least caught a glimpse of the two-page handwritten note Alex Rodriguez wrote to tell baseball fans he's sorry. The OCD in me really wishes he had used lined paper, because the text on the first page slopes up on the right. But other than that, it seems to me like a pretty sincere apology, as these things go. It starts with the words, to the fans, not to my fans, because A-Rod doesn't have very many of those left. After he signed what was at the time the most lucrative contract in baseball, then had trouble living up to expectations, got caught taking performance-enhancing drugs, apologized, and got caught again, Rodriguez needed to find a new way to say he's sorry. So he wrote a note. Barry Sverluga of the Washington Post suggested that A-Rod had written, quote, as if he were Heathcliff and the fans his Catherine. I doubt Rodriguez has read Wuthering Heights, but he does apparently own two portraits of himself as a centaur, so anything's possible. The Wall Street Journal took things a bit further by bringing in a certified master graphologist to study Rodriguez's handwriting. The journal's expert declared that A-Rod writes, quote, like a girl, which is a phrase I'd like to see struck from the vocabulary of sports. And she said that Rodriguez's capital I's indicate that he has quite the ego, which really isn't very surprising. He does apparently own two portraits of himself as a centaur. For me, all of this says more about us than it does about Alex Rodriguez. The fact is, while A-Rod spent all of last season at home, the Yankees missed the playoffs and the Red Sox barely showed up for opening day. Major League Baseball's most passionate rivalry was in a slump, and A-Rod wasn't around to distract us. We suffered through an entire season without being able to mention his enormous contract every time he struck out. It was a season sadly lacking in centaur jokes. So I'll let others continue to analyze each of the 216 words in Rodriguez's latest mea culpa. I'll leave it to them to wonder why he used blue ink rather than black. Instead, I'll say, welcome back, A-Rod. We missed you.
For more sports commentaries, stories, and interviews, visit onlyagame.org and be sure to find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR. Thanks for listening.